Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. A little bit of a dreary morning outside. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Bo Morgan, Dylan Matthews hanging out with you. And just finished up a nice little Top 5 Tuesday. It's our brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll do the wake-up call here in just 1 second. 404-726-0929. Try not to be offended by Bo's top list.
What was offensive about it?
You know, man, you included one game that I played in, and it was a little bit, you know, kind of poking at the scab a little bit. Mm-hmm. All good. You know what I mean?
It wasn't. It's just I knew you were going to feel that way.
Okay.
But
I'm trying not
to. In all honesty, it had nothing to do with you.
Okay.
That was a great game. It was one of the best SEC championship games I've ever watched. That was a great moment in that game. That was Tebow's moment to win an SEC. I could have used a 2006 game, the Percy Harvin punt return.
Yeah.
Which kind of turned that game around.
Could have used the.
Which that.
I thought for sure the Tyrann Mathieu punt return.
That was a crap game, though. That was a blowout. It was a great.
Yeah, it was a great play, though.
And I think, didn't that play come back from a penalty?
I don't know. Did it?
Yeah,
I don't remember that.
He had one that came back, I know. I watched the one right in front of me.
What I was going to say is, I was feeling like, oh, man, like I should be upset about this. And then I looked down and I was like, you know, Georgia fans are probably upset, too. Like, they're probably not very happy with the honorable mention Justin Fields play, you know, or the Aaron Murray play at whatever one that was, three.
The reason I put the Justin Fields, and I almost put the Gunnar Stockton play on there.
Yeah.
Where he gets essentially knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But
Aaron Murray had a moment like that, too, in 2012.
But the thing for me about that one was that game was so much more than just Gunnar Stockton, and that moment was that was in overtime. That was an overtime run, and They were knocking on the door anyways.
Yeah.
That just set them up for first and goal, and Beck hands it off with a bad arm. You know, I mean, I literally made Antonio Langham.
I know.
You know why? Because I held true to what
you had to.
What is real.
And that's where I want to go right here before we get the headlines of wake-up call. Would you have agreed, Matthews, the quarterback, I can't remember.
Shane Matthews.
If you were Shane Matthews, would you have agreed to do the E60 or whatever it was on that play? Like, they walk him back out there on the field, like, in real time, you know, in whatever year they made that. What was that, 8 years ago something they made that documentary? And they were like, hey, let's go back to Legion Field. Let's line up and do the play all over again. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there watching Shane Matthews going, this is probably the worst moment of his life as a football player. And you're like, hey, let's go relive this thing. Hey, throw it out there to him. Let's let him pick you off again.
Yeah,
I'm like, dude, this is rough, man. I don't want to. I almost like had to turn away. I was like, I don't want to watch this guy relive this. That's brutal.
It's like aversion therapy or something.
Yeah.
Don't you think he's over it by now? I mean, to an extent. Like, I know that it was a big deal. But Shane went on to play in the league.
I was gonna say, what was that? Probably 25 years. It was the 25 year anniversary.
So it was 07. Then they did it because that was 92.
What? Yeah, I'm just doing quick math. That's not 07.
You could be moved on and things still sting, though.
17. 2017.
This guy cannot be serious. 2007, they did it. Yeah. No, but I wouldn't. I don't know. I wouldn't want to sign up for that. I'm just saying that. And maybe I'm just, I don't know. It's almost like Cam Coleman, who fumbled the ball in the Iron Bowl this past weekend, that on the final drive. He fumbles the ball and Bam falls out. Like, he can't even be, he's inconsolable. He's like, I mean, his teammates trying to put their, he's shrugging people off of him. Imagine if they're like 25 years from now, like, hey, Cam, can you go lay that ball on the ground again? Let's just relive this moment. Like, no, dude, I'm not doing that.
Well, you know, Mike, as a father, I would say there's more important things in life. Than,
is that what it is?
A little, you know, something happened in a game.
Okay.
25 years ago.
Wow. Welcome to the crew there, buddy. Yeah, so I don't know. It just is what it is. We'll get the wake-up call in 1 second. Allie, if you want to hit the headlines, please do.
Yes, here are the headlines before you clock in. The Hawks lost to the Pistons last night, 99-98. They'll be back at home tomorrow night to take on the L.A. Clippers. LSU will pay a bonus to Lane Kiffin based on Ole Miss's college football playoff success. James Madison, head football coach Bob Chesney, is reportedly being hired over at UCLA. And we will have Guns N' Roses tickets coming up later this hour, so hang tight for that.
404-726-0929 if you guys want to weigh in on the wake-up call. We did the good, bad, and the ugly from earlier from the Atlanta Falcons game. My good was the plays designed to beat man coverage. I'm not going to call them what they would be called in football terms because I don't need anybody pausing me up in here. The bad for me, third downs, both ways, offense and defense. I'm so freaking sick and tired of talking about third downs. I'm sitting here all preseason, and they went like 0 of 10 on third down on offense, like 1 of 11 on third down on offense, and like 0 of 8. And I was going, you know, I'm not really worried about preseason stats, but at a certain point, you have to look at this and realize they've converted one third down in the preseason, and you have to be a little bit concerned. And I definitely kind of was. In that moment, that's definitely been something we've been talking about for years here. And obviously, Jamal Agnew, I don't know, man. I don't know what the role is moving forward for that. So if you want to call in and talk about that, you want to talk about Bo's top five lists from top five SEC championship moments or any of the other shenanigans we've been into throughout the show today. Let's go out to the phone lines. Let's talk to our good buddy Dan. He's over in Decatur. Dan, welcome back to the show, man. Hope you're having a good day.
Mafia, what's happening, y'all? What's happening, man? What's happening? Hey, so, real quick, man, big shout-out to Kurt, man. Kurt held it down, man. A lot of people still gunning for his head coming for Kurt, man. Leave Kurt alone, man. Get off the man's flank, man. Leave him alone, bro. Kurt did his thing. Also, too, they're just predictable. Man, my buddy, I was on the phone with my buddy, and I tell you, he's like, man, we're looking good. 24-17, I said, it's still too much time on the clock. And I'll be, when I look back at the TV, it was 24-24. Look back at it again, lost the game. It's just so predictable.
Yeah, man.
So predictable.
It definitely
and for the
is.
Ones out there calling to blow up the whole thing, trade Bijan, trade Drake, shut up. Y'all are just upset. Go have a cigar, be quiet, rethink it, woosah, and then actually make some sense. Y'all have a great day, man.
I appreciate the phone call. I think he's right about Kirk. I haven't had any problems with Kirk the last couple of weeks. As a matter of fact, And Dylan can vouch for this. We were having an issue with the television at one point. I was streaming in Bo's office, and I looked up, and it said on the TV that Kirk had an interception.
Yes.
And I was like, dude, did I miss something? I was like talking to Grant. I'm like, I know Dylan's like having a watch on the tablet or something. I was like, when did he throw a pick? I was like, dude, he's been playing lights out. Yeah. I haven't seen a pick. When did I miss it?
Why is the TV people trying to give this man a pick that he didn't throw?
Yeah, and don't even get me started on Jonathan Vilma calling the game for the Jets 1 week after you had to deal with Drew Brees and the Saints.
Man, Vilma's a Saint and a Jet.
I know. I mean, it's like unbelievable. We had one earlier this year. Was it McCourty calling for the Patriots, I think?
I think it was
the Twins, yeah.
It's part of the problem with being 7-10, 7-10, 7-10, 8-9, is you get people like Vilma doing your games.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I'm like, dude, I'm good on having people from the other team call my games.
Wow, they got all the ops calling our games.
It's crazy.
Hey, I said this a while ago. I'll say it again. I don't watch when I tune into a game, it ain't for the TV crew.
And granted, we're obviously listening to Wes Durham and Dave Archer, thank God. And I tweeted out, I was like, dude, I'm seeing Vilma on the TV, and I'm going, if you needed any other reason to tune into the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, now is the time, now is the day. Let's go back and try to get another phone call. Dylan, let's talk to Matthew. He's over in Villa Rica. Matthew, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Appreciate it. I want to add to the SEC Championship game moments list. My honorable mention is last year, me and my buddy are at the game. We didn't realize that Carson Beck was hurt. So when Gunnar Stockton came in, we had actually just cracked open a fresh Jack and Coke.
There you go.
We went down and scored. And then being a little stitious, we kept drinking them until the game was over. By the time the game was over, the lady who was selling them to us was out of them. My top moment is from 2002. Georgia and Arkansas, DeCorey Bryant blocks a punt on like the fourth play of the game. Yes. The next play, Musa Smith scores, and the game was over. And then a couple weeks later, we all balled out on. We had a ball on Bourbon Street.
Let's go,
Matt,
baby.
Matt, that's let's nice. Be that's, honest
that's
about one thing.
A phenomenal phone call. Phenomenal phone call.
I hope Moose is listening right now. That's my former coworker.
But we should have him on the show. Actually, he was a grid player at Georgia. But Matt is from Villarica, and I don't think he was drinking Jack and Coke just because it was a superstition. Yeah. Let's just be
He's
honest
like, we
about
just
that.
Started. We got to keep going, yeah. baby.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you on that. I've done that.
It's a good
many
moment.
A time. I've done that many of time, or whatever is in my hand when something good happens. I'm like, gotta keep the vibes high. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mike,
you know,
did Rica just slip out accidentally? Because surely Villa you Rica. Know it's Villa
if
Rica.
If you're not from here, you don't know.
Hey, y'all, we're not going down this thing again. We do this once every 6 months.
I was gonna let it go.
Bremen and Bremen, Villa Rica, I mean,
you know, it's something.
Dahlonega, Albany, whatever.
Dacula, and, you know.
And Matt from Villa Rica did jog my memory a little bit about the I almost put the Shockley SEC championship game. DJ Shockley,
oh, yeah.
member of Squid Nation, DJ Shockley, that 05 game where he went ham.
I think he recanted on that at some
against,
point.
Yeah. He went ham against LSU. Like, dude, just absolutely balled.
Yeah, that's a good one.
They beat them down. I almost put that on there because no one expected them to beat LSU like that.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, coming up, Raheem Morris did speak with the media yesterday, talked about special teams and what they need to clean up. We'll play that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. It's
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The morning shift at 8:22 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. If you're driving to work, 10-2 today. 10-2.
It's going to be important.
It is.
There's no doubt about that.
Nasty outside. If you have a cool boss, take your time. If your boss wants you to be on time, leave early.
I was going
to
say. it's always a situation.
Are you a 10-2 driver?
Oh, yes. I am the safest driver there is.
What are you?
One hand on the top.
Like noon? Like at noon?
Yeah.
Or at midnight?
Yep.
Yeah. What about you, Dylan?
I'm either one hand at noon, depending on, you know, how I'm feeling. I'm either one hand at noon or one hand at, I guess that'd be like 7.
What?
like,
yeah, okay. He's down. I got you. I see what you're
saying. A little offset. Yeah.
A little offset.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just to have the backup plan.
I rarely drive with two hands. Allie, you drive 10 and 2 the whole time?
No, but I'm an extremely safe driver. Like, I was in a wreck when I was 15, so since then.
How close would you say you are to the steering wheel on any given day?
Super close.
No, you're one of those. You're
a
10 and 2.
You've seen me.
Oh, my God.
Allie Mack, you're like a granny driver where you're like.
I am, but I'm also like 5'2". So
I know, but you've got to get at least 90. You got to get at least 90 degrees in the elbow.
But you can give your feet room and give like your face room as well. Like you can be uptight. And then lean that seat back a little bit because that airbag comes at you quick.
I don't think I've judged you as much as I am right now. I mean, close to the wheel and 10 and 2 is way over the top.
I think the close to the wheel is more just my stress level because, like, it's 24/7 stress with me. I'm just that person with anxiety. So I think that's more so the case rather than feeling unsafe.
I sit very awkwardly in my seat because I'm as close as Allie is probably knee-wise. Like, my knees are probably touching the bottom, but then again, I'm also my back.
Lean back.
I'm like in the back seat.
Then
like,
how do you see if you're leaned back like
all right,
that?
Can you just act like the microphone is the steering wheel? No. Yes. Oh my God. No.
Allie has no swagger to her driving. Allie drives with zero swag.
I feel like I don't even know you now.
When have I ever given off the impression that I have swag, first of all?
Well, your hat is actually pretty swaggy.
Yeah, I like your beanie. You've got these little beanies that are all Christmas. Like it's like the 25 days of Allie's beanies or whatever. They're cool. I like them. And then you're like, but then you look over and you're like hugging the steering wheel. You're like, my whole body turns this steering wheel.
It's like
you don't have power steering.
You come up with all these fun games for us to play.
That is
your trivia is great.
I'm telling you, when I got in my wreck, I was a passenger in a wreck when I was 15. And it just, before I started driving, so it changed my world. Mm.
Yeah.
That is a good reason. Yeah. But I still am like, dude. How could you be that
person?
Well,
and I know I know I'm a really nerdy driver, so I've been married 2 years now, but I still get nervous when I'm driving Grant. Yeah. Like, I would much rather him drive because I feel the judgment.
Did you have an all-wheel drive this morning? Is that what was going on? Is that, you know what I mean? Like, because...
Slight hydroplane, maybe.
I was just driving very slow this morning. I was like, I'll take my time.
Dude, I am judging you so hard.
As long as you don't turn your flashers on when it's
no. Those people are a menace.
Then make it more dangerous, just so you know.
Yes. Yeah, you're disabling your brake lights on most vehicles. Amy starts and stops like Dale Jr. In a pit stop, but then she's like, slow. I mean, I tell you what,
that is such a good visual on that.
I mean, it's
coming into the driveway.
Yeah, and I'm just like, dude, I drive most places we go, but I remember being in a wreck. My first time I was in a wreck, I think I was 9. I was 8. I was 8. That's what it was. I was 8 years old. Yeah, I was like, it was, or no, I was 9. I was 9. It was scary, dude. Like, that was scary stuff.
Yeah.
We were going to Six Flags. I still remember we were going to Six Flags, and like this dude hit us, and I was like, are we still going to Six Flags? My mom's like, no, we're going to the hospital to get checked out. Can you?
Were you 8 or 9?
I was 9, I think.
There you go. Yeah, I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe I was 8.
Gotta think about it.
No, you know what?
Nope.
I was 9. I hadn't turned 10 yet. That was it. Yeah.
How did you do that?
I couldn't help it.
I mean, she's got to take the heat off her being a granny driver over there.
That's true.
I did have the greatest privilege the other day, though, driving up to Houston to see my nephew play in his playoff game.
Houston's another one, by the way.
It is. I know. It's not Houston, guys.
Did they win?
They did not. But I was driving my parents, and my dad just very opposed to the Peach Pass. Very opposed. Will not pay for a Peach Pass.
Wow.
So I drove in the express lane, and my mom was just like, this is amazing.
Wow.
When you can make your parents happy over something small like that.
Well, Daddy, I think Matt, you only made one of them happy.
Only one of them. I know. My dad's like, thanks, Al.
I'm sorry. I have to follow up. Why is he opposed to the Peach Pass? Sure.
Because you already pay taxes on the roads.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's valid.
All it is, it's funny because I used to dog cuss 400 when I was working. When I'd come to work at the old station as an intern because I'd have to pay. And I'm like, tolls are stupid. If you get in the express lane, you're just absolutely paying nothing but a toll.
Yeah, but you realize that I don't want to go down this road, but it takes upkeep on roads to make sure they stay in traveling condition.
Those are what taxes are called. You know,
I don't. This is not the time nor place to have this conversation, but it's not quite as simple as you're making it out.
You pay taxes.
$400's been privatized, so it's not tax. It is what it is.
A toll road is taxation without representation.
Yeah, it's not a toll road anymore.
Let's have a tea party.
Why don't we talk about Raheem and the conversations he was having with the Falcons after the loss to the Jets on Sunday? He actually said he couldn't reveal too much about those conversations.
A lot of those hard truths I won't tell to you guys. That's why we call them hard truths. I'll give to those guys real hard, honest evaluations and feedbacks. But a lot of those things are just basically the stuff that you probably know that we don't necessarily tell you guys the right way, how we want to say it to you guys. But we got to get back to doing the things the right way. At all phases. And yesterday, particularly with special teams.
Mike, I'm sure you have been in these locker rooms when some hard truths have been spoken.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of conversations are happening?
I've been given hard truths before, for sure. I've made the joke before in here. It's not a joke. At no point was I, in my five-year career, safe on having a roster spot. It just is what it is. And at one point, and Bo would probably remember better than me, when they drafted a couple of linemen, 2012 or 2013, can't remember which one. 2012, probably. It was simply, hey, you're going to have to change positions and you're going to have a really good couple of preseason games. And it's like, oh, yeah, of course, I'm going to try really hard. It's like, no. You really need to have a couple of good preseason games. So it's coming off injury. It drafted a couple guys and it was like, okay. And I went out and did it. I thankfully was able to, no pun intended, rise up to the occasion and able to get it done. But those are tough conversations of, hey, you're not getting it done right now. We really thought that you, and I would just imagine, and I'll just throw this out, I don't know this to be the case. I would have to imagine that they look at the passing game with what it's been with Casey Washington or Kadarius Hodge getting separation from receivers or having, that kind of input from the quarterback and simply put like, hey, it's not good enough. We're not good at the wide receiver position. We're going to try a couple different guys. I don't know that that's the case, but when you start going with how bad we've been on special teams and the fact that those guys are inactive and everything else that comes along with it, it's like, yeah, I think those are really tough conversations to have considering what you expected out of those guys and multiple other players on the team throughout the preseason. And when you go and you're at 4 wins and 7 losses, yeah, it's time to have those conversations or else you're going to be without a job yourself.
Yeah, and unfortunately now it's 4 wins and 8 losses because guys didn't do their jobs. Jamal Agnew has given you two plays maybe all year. You can't have as many bad plays as good plays at that position. When you're a specialist, it's kind of like when I was watching when we were in New Orleans and I think it was it the kicker's name Groupie?
Yeah.
When he missed the second kick, I was like, I was thinking about, I'm not sure what his status is at home, but like I'm sure like his significant other texted him was like, oh, it was a rough day. Don't worry, you'll have better days. I'm sure he was like, not here. Like, I'm done. They're going to cut me. Because that's what happens. Like, and that's the thing is some of us have bad days at work, and we get to go have another day at work the next day. And, some of these guys have bad days at work. They're done. Specialist. That's a specialist thing. Like Young Wei Koo, after he kicked he kicked the dirt yesterday, he's probably not going to have another day in that uniform. And sometimes it can be your career, like long snappers are one of the most specialized positions in the league. And, you can last forever when you get one of those spots. The long snapper I think it might've been New Orleans was like 41 years old.
I'm pretty sure the guy that was a long snapper next to me in the Senior Bowl, where, interestingly enough, Zach Robinson was a quarterback, I'm pretty sure he's still playing. He was the long snapper. Actually, when the Mount Cody play, when we blocked Tennessee's field goal, he was the long snapper. But I'm pretty sure he's still playing for, like, the Ravens. It's crazy. They've been around 16, 17 years.
But those are even jobs, Mike, sometimes that they actually price themselves out. Like, Josh Harris would still be here, but he actually priced himself out of the
and
job.
And he's still playing somewhere as well.
He's on the Chargers.
Well, one thing we were kind of asking Arch about yesterday was the wide receiver room, because we're kind of down in that area, and Raheem did address that yesterday as well.
We got guys that are capable to do the things, and nobody can be Drake on our roster, so I'm not going to be telling you that. So we will definitely go out there and try to move that thing around. Pitts took a lot of the weight yesterday. Obviously, we got to get Mooney back going again. Got to get him going like he was going versus the Saints. So if you can get Pitts going and Mooney going, that would certainly give you a lot of belief and a lot of confidence in that receiver group. And then everybody else can play their complementary part, being able to go just do things the right way, get in line, and then allow Bijan to be the best version of himself like he was yesterday.
I gave Raheem a lot of credit earlier because I feel like it's so easy to just listen to anything he says right now with the way the team's playing and be like, yeah, I don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think he's addressed things in the right manner, specifically yesterday. The one thing I will not listen to, though, is the Darnell Mooney. He told Dukes and Bell, what was that, 3 weeks ago? It's like, well, you got to know, he didn't have a training camp, man. So he's just getting through training camp. And it's like, I don't want to hear all that, man. Like, I really don't. Darnell Mooney needs to play at a level that Darnell Mooney's playing at for the money he's making and the situation you found yourself in without Drake London in the lineup. The whole thing, or no training camp. No, I don't want to hear that. Now we're still in kind of the same spot with him. He had a good game against New Orleans, had a few grabs, but the chemistry is not there with the quarterback spot at all. And Raheem, love you. You can miss me with that. I'm tired of hearing about Darnell Mooney not playing up to expectations.
Yeah, the other guy in that soundbite hasn't played up to expectations either. And you can miss me that he had a few catches. And I thought he played well. I thought he ran hard. His blocking is still.
He plays wide receiver, man.
And look, you know what?
That's crazy.
Drake London doesn't block great every time, but he gives – it's effort, Mike. That's the problem for me.
No doubt.
It's about effort. And there was one block in particular that you and I were watching earlier. And
could have been a touchdown. That could have been a 43-yard touchdown.
But guess what? It wasn't. And you know why? Because it didn't look like the guy wearing number 8 gave any effort to block the guy in the green wearing number 9.
That's a little disease we call DGAF. He was degaffing.
Ooh, I know what that means.
Well, coming up, the coaching carousel continues and Crumble Cookies are involved. Plus, we've got Guns N' Roses tickets to give away and we've got a Mic'd Up.
Yeah, the rare 840 edition of the Mic'd Up coming at you guys. My wife and I broke into the conversation last night that every couple hates this time of year. Hey, what do you want for Christmas?
Mm.
But I've got good news. I think we solved the puzzle last night. I'll tell you what it is.
That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
8:42, we are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. And he's about to take your calls right now, because if you want a pair of tickets to go see Guns N' Roses Saturday, September 19th, next year at Truist Park, you can win them right now, 404-726-0929. These tickets do not even go on sale until Friday at Ticketmaster.com, so go ahead, take care of that right now, 404-726-0929. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We do have Mic'd Up coming up momentarily. We're going to talk about buying your significant other a Christmas gift.
Or maybe not.
Or maybe not.
Yes, I just blew y'all's mind, but I'll tell you exactly what I mean.
People say they are okay with nothing, and they're not.
I know.
Okay. All right, we'll get to it.
I figured it. I've cracked the code, guys. Cracked the code.
All right, so Penn State is allegedly going after BYU's Kalani Sitake. Here's the weirdest twist in this story, though, is that Crumbl Cookie CEO Jason McGowan, he put out a cryptic tweet. He's a huge donor of BYU, and clearly he doesn't want Kalani going anywhere. He put out, "Some people are not replaceable. Sounds like it is time for me to get off the sidelines and get to work."
This is so crazy that it sounds like something from like a Reddit board. You know what I mean? I talked to my buddy, and he's friends with the CEO of Crumbl. And he says that he's throwing down on keeping Kalani Sitake at BYU. It's like, oh, yeah, sure. Sure, Jason. You know, I mean, like, what are we doing? But then again, I think the question comes down for me, and you know, it's hard for me to answer this because I went to a big school. BYU is a big school, but it's kind of in that kind of second-tier threshold a lot of times when it comes to football. He went to BYU. You know what I mean? Like, are you leaving a place where you're the head coach, your alma mater, and you're having success, and you've lost one game this year to go all the way across the country and be a head coach at a place like Penn State? Like, yeah. That's where I'm really hung up on this whole story.
It's money, though.
Just use it to get a payday. I mean, like, it also makes me, and I'm not saying this has nothing to do with him and BYU or whatever, but you fired a guy that won over 100 games, who just took you to the national semifinal game, and you were the first opening, and you're the last one that's not filled, seemingly, of the big ones.
Yeah,
and that's what you're going to do. Again, not judging the coach, not judging the hire. That's none of that is a thing. But it's like, it just kind of comes back to that. I don't know if this is true because you get all the internet stuff, but I was reading this guy, and he was like, yeah, he was like, the problem with Penn State's having right now is they've gone to war with Jimmy Sexton, and Sexton's not giving them anybody. Yeah, he's keeping all the because Sexton has some of the who's of coaches under on his roster as far as he's the agent for.
Yeah,
and he's like, yeah, no, because of the way that because what happened with Franklin, because I had heard a rumor.
Here comes the Reddit.
This wasn't on Reddit. This was from people around that program.
Crumbl Cookie.
That Franklin, after the semifinal, wanted a raise, another raise. Remember, he had just gotten one not too long, like the year, like going into last season. And then he wanted one again after the semifinal thing. And the AD told him no, and he went over his head. And then the AD got wind of it and was like, just waiting for a moment to fire you. And so I don't know if that's true. That's all rumor board stuff, and, you know, you hear people talk around programs and stuff, and you never know who's informed and who's not, but that's what I heard.
If you want to roll your eyes a little bit more at this Crumbl Cookie piece of it, I just went to Jason's Twitter, and so he had that cryptic post out, but then he also posted, why do you love Kalani? What does it mean to you to have Kalani as our head coach at BYU? Right now is the moment to let Kalani feel the love, respect, and gratitude of Cougar Nation. He has given everything to this program. Let's show him how much he means to us. Share your heart. Let's lift Kalani together.
Go to crumblecookie.com. Use code Kalani. You can get a six-pack of Crumbl right now.
50% of proceeds go to
proceeds
BYU.
Proceeds go to Kalani.
There it is.
Let's go,
they go
baby.
To Kalani.
You just know it's working out there. Might as well say fundraiser on the side of the box like the Krispy Kreme ones do. Yeah, let's just get this thing fired up. It's Kalani.
Dylan, is Crumbl Cookie a sponsor? one, if not, they need to be. Their cookies apparently have a lot of... calories in them.
I'm sure. I'm positive they do.
They're big. It's not,
no, apparently, too.
But their cookies can also last you like a week.
Yeah.
You have to get the special cutter to divide it into four different pieces.
And I think we're going to get to the Lane Kiffin contract stuff. I don't want to jump over you, Allie. So go ahead. I was going to make a judgment based on what we're just talking
about.
Some
of this is ridiculous.
Well, Lane Kiffin, obviously, he's gotten a lot of press over what's been going on at LSU. And within his contract, he's going to be paid $13 million per year before incentives. He's also going to have LSU pay his bonus, depending on how Ole Miss does in the playoffs. And if he wins a national championship, he has a requirement that he gets a raise to make him the highest paid coach in the country.
That's fine. Although, what happens when Kirby's escalator makes him the highest paid coach and Dabo's make him, like, how do those
there's offset language, yeah.
But the thing for me is that LSU is paying his bonuses for what happens to Ole Miss. Hey man, if you wanted those bonuses, you should have stayed there. Sorry.
No. That's completely wrong.
No.
He's the one holding all the cards, dude. They're the ones desperate for a freaking head coach firing Brian Kelly. They're the ones whose governor's been talking about this situation. He's holding all the cards. He could have told him to pay that bonus and double it.
You
think they're really worried about Pete Golding taking him to a national title?
The point is this ridiculous. Like,
it is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I got news for you, but nobody down there saying you should have stayed. That's not happening.
I told you earlier what I thought. If I was a college football coach at a regular at any school and a bigger fish came, I would jump on that like a lottery ticket blowing into a winning lottery ticket out there on the street blowing around. I'd just jump on it. And take it to the house, and I don't care what happens after that because I've got X amount buyout.
Yeah. I do want to ask you, I don't know if you saw the report. Did you see the report about what happened between Florida and Lane Kiffin? I think John Talty is the one that put this out for CBS Sports.
Allegedly.
John Talty's, I think he's a friend of the show, actually. We've had him on.
That doesn't mean right.
He says that Florida wanted him to have a GM that would report directly to the AD, to Scott Strickland. And he immediately was like, abso-freaking-lutely not.
See, I read it as he wanted his guy that had been at Ole Miss with him more.
I agree.
Because remember Nick Polk?
Yes.
Friend of the show, too, because we've known Nick for years.
Pretty sure he's
in
the mafia.
No, he's Nation all the way. He told me when I saw him that's not true. There. He was there, and he's now gone. And they brought in Dave Caldwell, who actually worked for the Falcons.
Definitely
as well.
A friend of the show.
And
definitely Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then was the GM in Jacksonville.
He was the Les Snead here for a minute.
Yes. And they wanted him. And I read it as more about the fact that Kiffin wanted his guy and not Caldwell.
The interesting part to me was they didn't want the GM to report to the head coach. They wanted to separate those two factions. You wanted somebody dealing with contract, which I can see as a way to kind of shield Lane Kiffin from the conversations where a player's coming in his office every week, but he did not like that, evidently, according to John Talty.
Well, it's a weird thing in college where the coach is over the GM, and then in an NFL, the GM's over the coach.
Yeah.
I believe it that Florida wanted a separation of powers to where neither reports to the other.
Yeah.
And they both report to the AD.
Yeah, Lane didn't like that.
Oh. And this Thursday, join Dukes and Bell at Buffalo's Cafe and Coming from 2 to 6. They'll be getting you ready for Thursday night football and conference championship weekend in college football while also enjoying the great food and drinks at Buffalo's Cafe. It's Dukes and Bell, Thursday 2 to 6 at Buffalo's Cafe and Coming.
And speaking of Buffalo's Cafe, as always, Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Yesterday was December 1st. All right, we're kind of getting into the nitty-gritty here. We're getting to the point where you got to start really looking at Christmas gifts. I think most of our shopping is done. I'm trying to be careful with the way I talk about this. Obviously, we talked about our friend George the Elf yesterday who visited us. He was hanging from a light fixture today when we woke up.
Oh,
craziness.
George.
He's just all that mischief. You know what I mean? All that mischief. So the wife and I get the kids down last night, turn on the Hawks game, kind of lay in there, and she's like, all right, we got to talk. What do you want for Christmas? And I was like, I'm glad you brought it up because I ain't bought you anything. I have not bought you one single thing for Christmas at this point. So we kind of go back and forth. And we did the thing that we talked about this probably a year and a half ago where we had our anniversary and she was like, I don't want anything. I just want to spend it. And I was like, I know better than this. And every time that conversation comes up and she talks about, really, we just get each other one thing. We just get each other one thing.
It's a great impression.
Yeah. Well, hopefully she's at work by now. It always ends with me looking bad. So last year I went over the top. I was like, oh yeah, we'll get each other one thing. Dude, I'm like, I'm getting Cartier rings. Like I'm doing the whole thing. Like I'm spending.
Nice.
I'm going there. I'm buying whatever she wants. Everything she had on her list, it got emptied. I was like, well, I'm going there. And then she felt bad. And she was like, this is ridiculous. You shouldn't spend this much money. This is absurd. I'm like, yeah, okay, that's probably a good point. So we sit down last night and I go, I got an idea. We will buy each other one thing, but we won't buy it. We'll promise each other one thing. All right. And it won't cost any money. And so I told her, I said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you 3 nights where you can go stay at a hotel by yourself and order room service, and I will take care of the children. You can pick any 3 nights throughout the year.
Who pays
2026.
The tab?
I do.
On the hotel?
On the hotel, yeah.
Okay.
I do. I pay the tab on the hotel. So it's not like free. It's not like I'm not buying her anything, but it's also not something she's just going to throw in a closet.
Is this like a Radisson or?
No, it'd probably be, I can't remember the name of the place up there. So I'm not going to give it away, but it's a middle to upper tier. Not like
something
crazy.
Nice.
Yeah. She's not staying at the Four Seasons.
So you're not
staying
there like an extended stay or anything.
No. So then she looks at me, she goes, oh my God, that sounds incredible. She's like, wait a second. Whoa. What do you want then?
You know,
don't let your head go in the gutter, Paul. I can see your eyes going over there.
No, I know what you're
okay,
about to
what
say.
Did I say?
I can guarantee you about to say, I want you to go to San Diego for the NASCAR race.
The NASCAR race. I was like, I want a NASCAR race weekend. I don't want any questions asked. I want 3 days to go wherever I want in this country to go to a freaking NASCAR race and not have any questions asked. I'm just going. I'm just rent-free. I don't have to feel guilty. I don't have to try to line up childcare. I'm just getting out of town for 3 days, and I'm going to, like, all 3 series. I'm going to the trucks.
But she's going to go with you to the San Diego one, right?
That's what we're still left hashing out.
Oh, you're wow.
That's what
we're
still
I know you and I will be at Echo Park Speedway.
Echo
in
Park
February.
Speedway's happening. I thought Echo Park Speedway lives rent free in my head right now. I think about it almost every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cannot wait to get to Echo Park.
But
there's some bucket list ones, man. I want to get to Darlington. I want to get
been
to
there.
Bristol.
There.
I mean, I gotta hit these. So yes, I think what we are doing, and she knows this, so I don't have to worry about not saying it. She's gonna get 3 nights in a hotel. I am going to be able to pick my weekend where I get 3 days and I go to a NASCAR race of my choosing. Now, if she wants to come, she can. But if she doesn't want to, daddy's out of here, baby. Let's go. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
I think you hacked it pretty well. Yeah.
You're welcome out there, everybody. You're welcome.
That's a great idea.
When he started saying it, I knew exactly
knew where I was going
what
with
he was doing.
I thought you were going a different direction.
No.
What
no.
do you want for Christmas that doesn't cost any money? Well. I'm glad you asked.
No, I didn't go there because the evil look you saw was me going...
I was like, his mind's in the gutter.
No, I think you okey-doked her.
Oh, okay.
You
yeah.
sneak. You
I did.
Because I listen, like, I'm around. We talk.
You know exactly.
We do iRacing, and I hear all every week. Him and, yeah, Doug, I gotta get to San Diego.
Remember what I said
Diego.
The other day?
Yeah.
I said, I'm trying to get my 2026 plans put together.
Yeah,
I gotta
exactly.
figure them out. Now's the time,
Look
baby. Now's the time.
So it's safe to say that Mike fleeced Lindsay?
I did.
Wow.
But I'm also giving her what she wants in the process. So it works out.
There you go. If all parties are happy, that's all that matters.
That is all that matters.
Sounds like good pizza.
Merry Christmas to the Johnson family.
There it is.
I
You're welcome,
say
everybody.
Congratulations to Ronnie from Cartersville. He won the tickets to Guns N' Roses. Reminder, those tickets do go on sale on Friday at Ticketmaster.com. That's going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
And trick your significant other into getting what you want for Christmas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week,
I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.